Are you a single believer looking for the love of your life?
Or are you a married believer looking to grow the love you already have?
If you like practical advice
based on the Word of God
with real life examples,
you're in the right place.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
Welcome to Love with the Lines. Welcome to Love with the Lines. I'm Cindy.
And I'm Wayne.
And this is episode 25.
Crazy, it's 25. Can't believe it's 25.
I know. It's been a lot.
It has been a lot. It seems like 25.
Yeah. Well, it's because it has been 25. So that might be why it seems like 25.
Could be.
So anyway, so we've been really enjoying reading articles about marriage tips and sharing them with you. We've done a few now, and what are we going to talk about today, Wayne? You've got an article there for us to look at.
I do. I actually came across this on Facebook, but it was from Joyce Meyer Ministries. They had 5 marriage tips, and there's actually a website where you can go to, which you're going to put that in at the end, right?
Yep, I'll put a link in.
There's a link where if you click on the link, it'll take you to a website where you can register by putting an email. I think it's your email and your name on there, and then you can download a bunch of marriage tips and guides and stuff from mm-hmm. Joyce Meyer Ministries. So
yeah, Joyce Meyer has been very instrumental in our spiritual growth, and mm-hmm. so we were excited to find these tips from her, because her teaching is typically very down to earth and practical.
Mm-hmm.
So what are these 5 tips that Joyce talks about?
So these 5 tips, okay, the first one, number 1, make your marriage your top priority. Ooh. And she goes on to say, when you wake up in the morning, think of one thing you can do for your spouse to make their day better.
Oh, that's a nice thing.
That is a nice thing.
So I don't think it would have to be complicated. I mean, we've often talked about that things don't have to be expensive or complicated. It could just be sending each other a text that says love you or something mm-hmm. like that.
Or note on the mirror in the mm-hmm. bathroom. Or
yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Or toothpaste on the toothbrush. We used to do that until we got different toothbrushes.
Yeah. The toothpaste was falling off all mm-hmm. the time. Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Used to write notes on the steamy mirror in the bathroom for each other.
Well, we still do that.
We still do that occasionally.
Yes. Whoever gets in the shower first writes a note for the other one.
Yeah. Unfortunately, now we usually have the door open, so the second person doesn't always see it because it's evaporated.
Yeah.
But yeah, so just little neat little things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fun things. Okay, what's number 2?
Number 2. This is a good one. Learn to forgive. Holding a grudge only makes you unhappy.
We've talked about that in some of our other episodes.
Yep.
And that, I think, along the way, and as we've grown in our Christian walk, that was one of the biggest lessons that we learned about forgiveness in regards to everyone in our life, not just each other. But that's been a big part of us interacting with each other, too, about stopping and asking each other, you know, saying, I'm sorry, would you please forgive me? I shouldn't have said that, or I didn't mean it that way, or I you know, I should have done that differently, or whatever. And really trying to also do that before we go to sleep at night. We talked about that verse in another podcast, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And mm-hmm. we try to adhere to that.
Well, and it's interesting, too, the way different people's perspective is. Because we could have a disagreement and I could stew on it, and because I don't talk much sometimes, and I would just stew on it and think about it and get more and more upset. And it'd be very important from my perspective, where you might have thought it wasn't that big of a deal and just moved on
mm-hmm.
and not even know it's an issue. So yeah, perspective is important, and that communication where, you know, you know, this is really, I'm really still upset about this.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Tip number three. Well, we do this a lot. Have a laugh. Your spouse is your best friend, so have fun and laugh together. Look at old photo albums and reminisce. And I don't know if we look at old photo albums very much, although we do occasionally, because we have changed a little over the years.
I bet.
Yup. I still carry my old driver's license where I look like one of those people you find in the wanted list in the,
in the post office.
Yeah.
Do they do that anymore? I haven't been in a post office in a long time.
They used to, but that's been a... you know what? I don't know. I know
the most wanted.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, yeah, so here we are laughing now. I actually read an article the other day that talked about how having a good belly laugh every day was really beneficial to your health and could add years onto your lifespan. So yeah. I know that's... I was really happy one time when our daughter Ashley took some photos of us together on our anniversary. I think it was our 30th anniversary. And she took a picture of us. We were actually, she had us walking away from her and we were looking at each other and we were laughing. And she took a picture of us that way, you know, kind of gazing at each other, but laughing. It was obvious we were laughing. And she posted it on Facebook and she said, "This is how I remember my parents from my childhood spending much of their time laughing together." Mm-hmm. And so that made me really happy that that was how she remembered us. And I think you do a better job of making me laugh than me making you laugh. Although you will do things to get a reaction out of me and then that makes you laugh.
Guilty as charged, obviously. Mm. Yes, I have been known to do that occasionally.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's number four?
It's number four. Although the adventures in plaid have been interesting.
Do you want to talk about adventures in plaid?
Not that I've done that to elicit a response. So, so what we lovingly call adventures in plaid is... when in the wintertime when it's cold, so I'm working in a steel shop and a lot of times I'll have long johns and insulated pants and stuff on. So when I get home, I would like to just dress in something comfortable. I'm not the most color coordinated, but I do have this really cool pair of plaid, what do you call them?
Pajama pants. Yeah.
That look awesome with a Hawaii shirt.
Well, a couple of times you came out with a plaid flannel shirt and the plaid pajama bottoms, and they did not match.
And that didn't match either, yeah.
That was where the adventures in plaid started. And then you started wearing the Hawaii shirts with them. That was...
Well, and I just like to be comfortable, and the Hawaii shirts are so stinking comfortable. And, I mean, they put you in a good mood. I mean, you can't wear them and not be in a good mood.
Okay, whatever you say. What's number four again?
Moving on.
What's number moving four?
Okay. People change over time. Always take the time to learn something new about your spouse.
And what was the tip?
Grow together. Oh, did I say that?
I didn't think so, but maybe you didn't. I didn't hear you.
Grow together.
Okay.
People change over time. Always take the time to learn something new about your spouse.
And I think that's been very interesting because sometimes we'll be having a conversation and you say something or tell me something that I don't know about you. And I mean, we've been married almost 39 years. Yeah. We've spent more of our life together than we've spent apart. Yeah. And there are still things about you that I find out. And I can't remember. There was something not too long ago. I said something and you didn't.
It was something about me that
you didn't know. Yep. And I thought, so it's so interesting after all this time that there's still things that we don't know about each other. And I mean, at this point in the game, it's just little things. It's not anything. I think we've disclosed
all the major stuff over the years.
But it's just like little, like something you like or a quirk or somewhere, somewhere you've been or something you've done or whatever. And you just never thought of. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that until something prompts you. I mean, I remember one time somebody was talking about stuff, and I had jobs or something, and I had completely forgotten that I had run a hot dog wagon at the Kermansville State Dam back in the late 70s, early 80s when I was living out there. I had just completely forgotten about it till something prompted me. So I think it's those kind of things that tend to come up.
Well, and that's the kind of thing, because I forget how that conversation came up. You were telling me about telling somebody about that, and it's like, you did what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So all right.
And always an adventure.
Yes, it is always. We're never bored.
We are not bored. Mm-mm. Even our cat's not bored. Well, okay, our cat is bored.
But she has to be awake.
Yeah, well, yeah. Number five. Ooh, this is an interesting one. Be the change you want to see. You can't expect your spouse to change if you're not willing to change either.
Mm-hmm. I think that's actually a saying. Oh, I forget who that is. One of my coworkers has that on her wall.
Mm-hmm.
I've
heard it before.
Yeah. So that's really neat to use that saying as a marriage tip. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought about that.
No, I wouldn't either.
But it is, we both have to be willing to change if we want to change how we react to a situation or how we do something. And the thing I remember from one of the early teachings from Joyce Meyer, when we were new Christians and we realized that we had our roles reversed, and I was acting mm-hmm. more like the husband and Wayne was acting more like the wife in as far as like who's in charge kind of things and who's calling the shots kind of a thing. And I think now we have it balanced out really well that we're both equal contributors. Yeah, pretty much equal contributors. It depends. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. But she was talking about how she and her husband, Dave, were having, some issues and communication issues, and he wasn't doing stuff the way she wanted to do. And I was like, oh my gosh, this woman has my marriage, because that was kind of how it felt with what we were experiencing. And she was talking about how she kept praying to God to change Dave and would say, and, you know, please change him or please make him do this or do this. And one day she very clearly heard the Lord say, Dave isn't the problem. And she said, well, then who is? And he said, you are. And then that's when she realized that she had to be the one to make the change. And when she made the change, then things in their relationship got better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good point.
Yep.
Okay, so that's five marriage tips.
Do you want to look at these?
All right. Oh, and she has five more.
She has five more.
Okay.
Should we look at those?
Sure.
We have a few minutes.
Can we
squeeze those in?
Yep, we have a few minutes, yeah.
We could look at them together.
We could. They're right here on your phone in front of us. All right.
That means we get closer.
So let me see. So five more helpful marriage tips for you. Be affectionate. Continue to hold hands, steal kisses, and give words of encouragement. You know, that reminds me. So our church has been live streaming ever since the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we actually were just setting up to start doing that anyway before the lockdown happened. And so it's just been something that we continue to do. And we actually have people that view from around the world. It's pretty cool. But anyway, our daughter was home one day because she wasn't feeling well, and she was watching the church service, and it was a day Wayne does something we affectionately call pastor duty. He helps out with like just having the microphone for guest speakers and
moving stuff around on the stage
from in between worship and when the pastor's going to speak and stuff. So he has to sit in the front row when he does that. Well, I had come in a little bit late. I got way late in the lobby or something. And so they have this meet and greet time. And when it was time for meet and greet, we were up in the front row and we didn't even think about it. And we stole a kiss from each other. And Ashley was like, there's my mom and dad on live stream church service kissing in the front of the church.
Matter of fact, she took a picture.
She did.
She took a screenshot.
She took a screenshot.
Texted it to us later.
So the whole world saw us kiss that day, but we hold hands and I say
we do this quite a bit.
Yeah, and I think we've gotten better. You know, words of encouragement, and I know we talked about this in another podcast. You need to fill up the basket, mm-hmm. because then when the rough times come, your basket's full, and if a couple things fall out of the top, you can deal mm-hmm. with it. But if your basket is empty and all you ever hear is negative things and you never hear anything positive things from your spouse, then that's going to set you up not to be in a good place when you hit a rough patch, and you will hit rough patches. So being encouraging to each other, in even just thank you for dinner, or I really appreciated that you hung my jacket up. I thank you for making the coffee. Like, it doesn't have to be anything major.
Yep.
But that's an important one.
Yep. I like this one. Give 10. Give your spouse 10 minutes of undivided attention each day. Don't talk about work, kids, bills, or your latest social post.
It's funny. That is a winky face after at the social post.
Yeah, which I think I think we do that quite a bit too. We each spend some time, a lot of times, while we're eating dinner or after dinner, we'll talk about work or not work or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it says don't talk about work in this, but we'll ask each other how our day was, but then we talk about other things too. Yeah. So it's nice. And the next one is, so this would be number 8. Shake things up. Routine is boring. Do something different every now and then to make your marriage a little bit more interesting.
We have a hard time doing that.
Are you being serious?
No, not really.
I was going to say, I think we shake things up pretty often.
We do shake things up pretty
often. That's why I was surprised by your response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We're not boring.
No, you just like to keep me. I can be very gullible. He likes to keep me guessing. And he can do things with a very serious, straight face that I don't even know after all this time whether to believe him or not. So, anyway, let's see. So, number 9 would be live your life. Give each other some personal space. Take some time to pursue your own hobbies or reconnect with friends. And we talked about this a few podcasts ago.
We just talked about that. Yep. I like this one. Never stop dating. Just because you're married doesn't mean you can't have fun. Make time for a date night at least twice a month, which we don't do that enough.
No, that's something we need to improve on. We're not good with date nights.
Part of that is because we're just too stinking busy.
We're too busy, and we need to work on that too. Yeah. So, all right. Well, so these are 10 tips. Start out with just 5, and then there was another 5 to go with it.
Got a bonus 5.
And we will put the link for this into the description of the podcast, so that if you want to read more on this Marge, if you would like to read more about this marriage article called Making Marriage Great, you can check it out.
Yep.
All right. So hopefully you'll try out one of these tips this week and see if it makes a difference for your relationship. So until next week, we pray that your marriage and relationship will be richly blessed.
Yep. Have a good week. God bless.
Bye.
Bye now.